So that place carries a lot of vibration, lot of power. Last year also when we had brought the group, they one thing which they liked amongst everything was Pandav Bhavan visit. So we will go there today. There are four pilgrimage places in Pandav Bhavan. We will be guided by a very senior brother there about the importance and significance of these places. But I would just brief you. First is Baba's room where Baba used to stay. Now I mean Brahma Baba. Of course, Shiv Baba is the one who has created all this huge yagya. We call it yagya. In yagya, sacrificial fire. We offer anything that gets transformed, that gets purified. So outside anyone sees it is an organization, it is an institution. Inside when we come, we understand it's also our family. But again we deeply go inside, we feel it is a yagya. It's a sacrificial fire going on, wherein the fire is of yoga, of knowledge. And we are actually sacrificing our own shortcomings, weaknesses, negativity, our own vices in this sacrificial fire. And then thereby we purify ourselves and become the bricks who can build the golden age. So we all are bricks actually. And each and every brick in the building counts, right? Even if one brick is loose, then the whole building is shaky. So we will go there today. So one is Baba's room there where Baba used to stay, Baba used to do tapasya. It is also the place where Baba left the body. He had Dadi Prakashmani's hand in hand. While giving drishti, the soul flew to Shiv Baba. And so Dadi didn't know. So that was smooth departure. Can you imagine? Someone who is 93 years old and with the 33 years of tapasya could leave the body. It was in the month of January, which is, we're too cold here. And Baba had asthma in the body. But in spite of all that, Baba attained karmatit. You have heard these words, karmatit, going beyond the effect of karma. I'm doing karma, but that is a neutral action. I'm not gaining anything, but I'm going beyond the effect of action. So Baba became karmatit, Baba became an angel. And now, since then, he is in the sukshmavatan, the subtle region. And from there, he is seeing us all. So Baba would be very happy today. So all his children coming even now and going around in all the places. And then we have Baba's hut, where Baba used to meet children. Whenever anyone came, Baba would meet children there. So it is the combination, Brahma Baba's soul, but Shiv Baba basically in that body. So that carried lot of significance. Because we have heard the stories that Brahma Baba never liked to get the photograph done. Anyone would come and ask Baba, Baba, I need a photograph. Brahma Baba would say, no, I don't want to. And what is the need? With whom you need a photograph? So children would get confused. They would say, Baba, I would need the photograph with Shiv Baba actually. And then Baba would say, then he cannot be seen through these eyes. So then what are you doing, with this physical body? You cannot see Shiv Baba. So the photograph is not actually required. And then again children would say, no Baba, but we also want the photo from you. So there are very few photographs available. And that too are very precious. But Baba, Brahma Baba personally never encouraged anyone to get the photograph done. Baba would say, you have to remember Shiv Baba and that remembrance only will purify you and that will only give you the highest position in the heaven. So we will go to hut, Baba's hut. One of the specialities of Baba's hut is that Baba used to write letters to children. You will see the photo over there as well and you might have seen elsewhere as well. But now we will also write a letter to Baba. The combination we call Bap Dada. Baba is Shiv Baba, Bap, the father of the soul, Shiv Baba, Dada is elder brother. Brahma Baba is our elder brother. So Bap Dada, Shiv Baba in Dada's body. So we will also take some minutes now in silence to write letter to Baba, and you will be getting the papers. You can save them with you. You can start writing now, or you want to reflect on what you want to tell Baba and then write. That is also okay. So you will get the papers now. And then there is another third pilgrimage place, is History Hall, where Shiv Baba would reveal the Murli. Yeah, so History Hall. It is also called as Chota Hall. So there also we will go. And then the fourth pilgrimage place is the Tower of Peace, where Brahma Baba's physical body was buried. And what we have heard the stories from our dadis is that the body was retained for 3 days because Manmohini Didi, who always used to be with Baba, was out in eastern side. And so everyone waited for her to come. And of course, many wanted to come from all over the Bharat to be part of the final rites. And until the last day, and no facilities, but Baba's body was in its best position, you know, in its best level, and the smiling face. So such was the purity and the power in the body as well. So that body was went, you know, to the final rites over there. It is also called the Tower of Peace, Tower of Might, Tower of Knowledge, and Tower of Purity. So we will go round the Shanti Stamp, the Tower of Peace. We can read the inscriptions over there, which are Brahma Baba's teachings as well, until the last Murli. So we will have that all. But first, when we go, we will all go to Om Shanti Bhavan, which actually was constructed in 1983, and that hosted the first international peace conference, wherein the UN Secretary General had come. Imagine 1983, we had only one ambassador car in the whole of Yagya, and the Secretary General came in that ambassador car. So there's a lot of legacy and the history with all these buildings, very humble structures, but very powerful as well. So वहाँ पर हम सभी आज जाएंगे. So you will get the paper now and see what you want to tell Baba. And when you go to Baba's kutiya, Baba's hut, there is a box, you can put your letter over there. Okay? And it is usually seen, you know, even when I came over here, I think around 3 or 4 had given me the letters to Baba, which I specifically went and put in Baba's hut. So there is that emotion, that connection, you know, with writing letter to Baba. And it's really something, you know, what I would write to God. What I would ask from God, what message I would give Him. So it is all your personal connection, relationship with both Bap and Dada. So one very humble request to all of you, we will all maintain absolute silence in Pandav Bhavan to take maximum benefit from the atmosphere there. So wherever you go, definitely the explanations would keep coming to you. But we will be in silence of our words, silence of our mouth. And we will spend 2 hours there, 4:30 to 6:30. And then we will go to Abu Museum. And there is a very nice spiritual museum, which we will see. But of course, there is a bit of walking, very little. Where you had got dropped off yesterday for visiting the market. So there near the post office we will be dropped off, because buses cannot enter the city area. And from there it is a little walk only. So do carry your umbrellas and or raincoats, whatever you might be having. And then we will, there is a laser show, and there is also a museum. And this museum was actually guided by Brahma Baba. And on the day he left the body, 18th January, the deal for this land had happened. And Baba had envisioned this museum. So we will go and see that. And we will come back for our dinner by 7:30. Okay?